Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Karma is a bitch, and let's just say that karma is really going to be a bitch if what I'm about to say is, well, true. And I wasn't there, so I cannot actually say that it is, but based on the knowledge that I currently have and the knowledge that I've been given, I'm going to bet my other titty that it is. Okay, so October 18th, when Coravante Hill was shot and killed, supposedly, I tend to believe that he was set up. As everybody has recently heard, Eric Sanders is a robot. And, well, Eric Sanders is in need of a heart. And who much better than an 18-year-old kid with a very healthy heart. Perfect person, right? Well, Eric's supposedly his heart has been going down or having issues or whatever. And so I guess they're in dire need of that heart. He is continually talking about having a heart transplant done, which doesn't make much sense when he is a drinker. Well, I don't know how hospitals operate or anything like that, but if it's a family member of yours and it's a match, I do believe that would work out. Well, lo and behold, right around the time that Coravante passed away, Amy Hayden Fleming, an old fling of Eric's, who Eric had proclaimed that he may have knocked her up 30 some years ago or whatever. That's really not the important part, or maybe it is, I don't know. She started coming around too. Well, unfortunately, her daughter had been shot and killed quite a few years ago outside of some bar. And, well, they have talked about being able to reincarnate people and bring them back as robots. So, does she want that heart? And if her and Eric had a child together, which could be this daughter, Janae, that died, that Coravante's heart would be a perfect match for her. If I'm correct. Like I said, I'm not a specialist in the heart area or anything like that. However, something else I've noticed and discovered is Eric's constantly coughing up a blood. It has to be a robot thing. I do believe I ran into another robot who was saying that it was hard for him to prick his finger and get any blood out. So robots clearly need to have blood transfusions, is my guess. And that's why it's a big deal for Eric to make a false statement saying that I was repeatedly punching him in his defibrillator, causing him to spit up blood. Because, yes, if robots don't have blood, I don't know what that means, but they need our blood. So, in this video that Amy Hayden Fleming is doing, she's not even saying anything in this live video, which you guys can check that out on Twitter. I just posted it. She's not saying anything. She literally types it all out. But she's literally filming a bucket with tubes to it. With quite a few other buckets, and I don't know what's in those buckets, but I'm gonna guess that it's blood, on a patio. And I could be wrong, but it looks like out that front door is where Miss Darlene Sherman lives. Well, now we know why they needed to get me out of the house. And have not only Eric been a Cash App hacker, PayPal hacker, whatever kind of fucking hacker, it doesn't really matter. But when all is said and done, killing off certain people for parts that they need, is this what the world has come to, the dating sites has come to, is all the robots are there. And well, they come to us humans, whether they're robots, aliens, cyborg whores, whatever we're going to call them, they will kill us off and use us for body parts. Cray cray. Robots weren't intended to be the next human being. They're supposed to be machines. Like, I don't want a second one made of me. I mean, I guess I'm a clone already, but that's my take. I do believe two innocent young men are sitting behind bars right now. Maybe they're part of it, I don't know. But I do know that they also had a female go up to tell them the entire story. I wonder which female that was. I bet she was a plant going in there to tell them all of this shit. And then, as a matter of fact, when Justin Wagner went to court, same time I was in jail, lo and behold, the only thing he said on a jail phone was, "The only thing they're gonna find on me is guns in my house." He is 19 and he does have the right to bear arms. I take that back. He had a felony charge, so he did not have the right to bear arms. But that's only if he got that felony charge from the proper authorities. Because, well, we know that these are Plato cops, so he might have had every right to have that gun. And still, only having a gun in your possession on a violation of probation is just a violation of probation. And they're also saying that forensics, or they found a little bit of Justin's DNA on the bullet. I don't know, I wasn't there, but most people are smart enough to put on gloves and, well, then insert the bullets. They usually, after it goes through a chamber, I would think that all that gunpowder would kind of fuck up his DNA on that bullet. But what do I know? I'm just some dumb crackheaded hoe that doesn't know a fucking thing at all. All I know is that the tears were fake. I could not even feel bad when he passed away, because I could tell they were fake. I even said to Uncle Jeffrey, "I cannot feel bad for the passing of Karante. Something did not feel right." And anytime I brought up that Corvante might have been a user of meth, he would flip the fuck out. Until somebody came along and had informed me that he didn't use drugs. Well, of course he doesn't want his donor to be an addict. I don't think they will allow them to match up with a heart that has had drugs in the system. Then again, I don't know, but I know that Ashcat, Ashton McDougal, or Ernest Hill, Ernestine Hill, she's not shed too many tears when I saw her. I also know that her and Bruce did marry 2 days before Corante's death, and that they are now split up, and that people were trying to point the finger at Bruce, the new husband, for doing something. All I know is they had a lot of hush-hush powwows away from everybody, trying to point the finger at him. And all that kid was doing was, in my opinion, trying to get some meth, and he just didn't see him get shot. Like I said, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I can tell you this, that KETV news guy just kind of sat there and looked at Eric while he was doing that interview with him, like, "So what was this about your nephew giving you a heart?" And then Eric totally froze up, didn't know what to say. Somebody got the memo somewhere. When's he gonna get the heart transplant? Has he already got it? We don't know. The saga continues. This is so much fun. Honestly, if somebody did lose their life over this bullshit for fucking machines to have life, that's sick. Anyways, guys, that's it for now. I will holler at you later. Bye.